students, teachers, and families walk through squishy, mossy muskeg near the Eagle River United Methodist Camp north of Juneau. Among the students is first grader Owen Royal. He's crouched over small, short bushes peppered throughout the area, putting green and yellow leaves into an empty yogurt container looped around his neck.
We're picking thick shakteen, also known as Hudson Bay tea.
Owen says picking tea has been his favorite part of the day so far. Seventh grader Cassius Allen is one of the older students picking tea with eighth grader Leighton Hebner.
Is that good? Is that good?
Yeah.
Leighton says he learned how to identify the tea from friends and teachers.
They said always make sure it's yellow at the bottom, like fully yellow or partially yellow, and it will still work.
Cassius says he thinks the tea will taste good once they process it.
Probably going to have to mix it up with some other flavors so it tastes not plain and normal.
Overall, Cassius seems to be having some fun with Leighton while picking tea.
I gotta help his nose a little.
This is part of a long-standing field trip for students at Tlingit Culture, Language, and Literacy, a Tlingit language immersion school. It's not just for the students. They're joined by families and volunteers, as well as students from Hayukatani Kuti, a Tlingit language preschool. That's a language immersion preschool where children primarily speak in Tlingit. Things have been changing slightly after the program expanded to middle school. While it's normally a day trip, it's turned into an overnight field trip for the older students. Nakichlan Hans Chester is a biliteracy specialist at the school. He says getting students out of the classroom opens the door for a lot of learning.
To me, in this context, it's real living, and they hear us using the language with each other and communicating, or just even expressions, to say when you're doing something, and it's in context and it makes sense.
In addition to tea, students also learned to fillet salmon and make jam. Chester says the jam was going to be given to guests at a ku'ik, or potlatch, the next day.
When we do our ku'ik, it's to honor our lost clan members. And so, you know, it's really important for us to teach these skills to our kids. So when they grow up and they lose their mom or their sister or their cousin or whoever that's in their family, they'll have these skill sets to rely on so that they can do what we do.
Chester says this field trip makes him feel like the school is in a stronger place than it was before.
This field trip has really helped me see that more, just with the level of engagement from kids, hearing them use the language more, some of them stepping up and becoming leaders out here is really awesome to see.
In the camp kitchen, Tlingit language teacher Nay Tamuluk portions out bowls of fish soup. The middle schoolers filleted coho salmon for it the night before. Tamuluk says she likes getting to know the students more, both new and old.
Just seeing them in their element, being able to witness a lot of their growths and everything like that, it's been a lot of fun. They're also incredibly hilarious, so it's been entertaining.
Once they're back at school, Chester says they will process the tea and give it away to community members. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.